You need food.
No, I need a bath. I need never to work with anyone else again, ever. I will, I suppose, but I need never to.
Then don't.
Were you lonely without me?
God, yes. You can cry if you want to. I'll run your bath.
No, I'm a man. I'll run my own bath. Anyone call?
Yes.
Anything I need to worry about?
Bruno, Laszlo, about your book? Are the rights available?
He doesn't give up.
But you just have, haven't you?
My own book?
I agree. Of course, I agree.
He's very clever. Make no mistake. Jake Leibovitz.
I don't like him.
You haven't met him?
I don't need to. And they want you to go and give a reading at the Grantchester Festival. Work in progress is what they'd like.
I'd better do some.
He lay in the hot bath and listened to the hoarse vessel song as it played silently and inescapably in his head. The bath filled, and he lay and listened to the sirens, until, with sudden decision, he slid down and submerged himself in the boxed water.
I'm glad.
I'm not doing his movie. Are you really glad?
Aren't you?
I hate to think of what I'll feel when he makes a movie with a script by Susie Beaumont or someone. I so want it not to matter a damn, and I'll try not to let it show, but it will.
You do know I love you, don't you?
I would have done it otherwise, probably. Never ask me why.
Now, are you going to call Bruno?
I expect I am.
You should.
You know the silly comedy of life, don't you?
I know it runs and runs, if you're lucky.
But with fewer laughs than you expected. Bruno's going to ask me who I want to direct it, Life and Loves, and who is the one man who could do it better than anyone else?
Jake Leibovitz.
The next day, Adam made a note in his squared notebook about the visit to Jake Leibovitz, who never called again after Adam had resigned. Then he looked again at the novel he had written about a London solicitor who's asked by the Foreign Office to go to an African country to plead for a reprieve for a man who, it would turn out, was at school with Hooky Nathan, Adam's new incarnation. What Tom had told him about Robert Kahn, his schoolfellow all those years ago, he now realized was at the root of the story. He began it again, overriding the earlier draft with new urgency.
Hello.
Adam Morris, please.
How are you, Bruno? Who did you think I was, the butler?
I can't pay what your agent is asking.
Love's old sweet song. Then offer all you can afford and I won't accept it.
It is your book.
Look, I'm now writing a new one, so... If you really think you can get Life and Love's made, I'll do it for scale, but not less.
What do you think about Mike Clone?
Oh, I don't, and it works perfectly.
Being made a lord.
Ermine for Vermin, very much the modern style.
He still wants to direct it.
Until something better comes along. Bruno, I have to get back to the condemned cell.
What?
Make a deal I can live with. In reduced circumstances. I'll be in London in a few weeks.
By the time Adam and Barbara went back to England, he had finished the revised draft of the African novel Barbara said he would be an idiot to call The Horror of a Horror, which was still on the title page. He drove up to Grantchester while Barbara went to see her mother in Northampton. Since Cambridge was only a few miles away, he could stay the night in college. The literary festival was being held in the gardens, made famous by Rupert Brooke's Stands the Clock at 10 to 3, and Is There Honey Still for Tea? After his reading, Adam went into the green room.
Hello. You don't remember me?
Anna, of course I do. How are you?
As you see, not much of a sight. I was in your audience.
And I shall be in yours. I didn't know you wrote poetry.
Nobody does. But I do. Can we have dinner afterwards?
Oh, of course. In Cambridge.
I don't care where.
How are your children?
I don't know. They're ashamed of me. I don't...